Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A major milestone for recreational cannabis in 2025.
We are super excited, and we're finally now able to sell adult use products, so it's an exciting moment for us.
Legacy Cannabis in Duluth was the first state-licensed dispensary to open.
Minnesota said they were committed to a craft cannabis market, and here we are.
There is a supply shortage, and the growers say they pushed for early cultivation licenses.
So that right now, you could have all of the stores that are just now opening supplied.
A partnership with the tribal nations aims to address the supply issue.
Tribal compacts are really the opportunity for more products to become available into the system.
And the medical dispensaries made cannabis available to everyone.
They go from just selling to medical patients to having their doors open to adult use customers as well.
And the city of Anoka,
where we'll be the first newly constructed municipal retail cannabis dispensary in the state of Minnesota and possibly in the United States.
And that is part of our year that was.
Democrats have accused House Fraud Prevention Chair Kristen Robbins from keeping whistleblower information from Democratic agencies, along with the Department of Human Services and BCA. BCA Superintendent Drew Evans.
All state agencies are required by law now to report instances of suspected fraud that they have investigated to the BCA.
Last week, Robbins said some info was kept to protect whistleblowers afraid of retaliation. Evans says the BCA has safeguards in place to protect their identities. The Minnesota Hockey Hall of Fame is excited that Invergrove Heights will be the location of its brand new facility. Hall CEO Natalie Darwitz.
At the end of the day, we wanted this project to have space and have the area to build a hockey hotbed, a community hub, if you will. And at the end of the day, Invergrove Heights checked all those boxes that were able to do those things.
The hall expects to break ground on the project next year and open in late 2028. In other headlines, U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is raising alarms over deep staffing losses at the U.S. Department of Ag. The Minnesota Democrat released a statement after a new Inspector General report found USDA lost nearly 20% of its workforce in just 5 months. The report shows that more than 20,300 employees left the department between January and mid-June of this year. A Southeast Minnesota farmer says conservation practices are paying off. Tom Cotter began using cover crops and reducing tillage in the late 1990s.
You treat soil healthy and treat it good, the nitrogen's more efficient. You can get up to 4.6 times more nitrogen out of earthworm channels. Same with potassium and calcium.
Cotter says he's only fertilized with lime once in 15 years. And organizers of St. Cloud's Teed Up for the Troops say three local vet support organizations will share a record $42,500 raised during the annual event in August. Half the funds will go to MACV St. Cloud, Recovery Community Network, and Quiet Oaks Hospice. The other half supports the National Tee It Up for the Troops nonprofit. This is MNN.